So now I'm going to ask George Shaw, who's sitting over there, to come and do some music stuff. George is the most extraordinary person, actually, because when I first met him, I asked him how it was that he spoke perfect Russian without an accent. Anyway, the story is, I then learned that he discovered a love for the language when he watched two Russian language films in 1986 at the Perth Cultural Festival. He enrolled a month later in Russian language night classes at TAFE. Then in 1988, took a year's leave without pay from his teaching job to study for a year at the Pushkin Russian Language Institute in Moscow and stayed there until June 1989. He came to Canberra with his young family in 1992 to start a new career here, and we're lucky to have him. His son is now studying fine arts at the Repin Institute in St. Petersburg, and I'm sure his son speaks as well as his father in Russian, and has been living in Russia since 2015. Thank you, George.
Dame и господа, ladies and gentlemen, I hope many of you might be feeling in sound singing voice this afternoon, because we are going to have a little interactive session. This is where you get to actually do something, I hope. So first of all, I too would like to join in thanking Penny and a number of colleagues from the Manning Clark. This is my first time, by the way, here at Manning Clark House, and I'm so impressed with the people who've been doing this great tribute to Professor Manning Clark over the years, and I'm honoured to have been invited to contribute to this first session of the Pushkin Club. So, I need to take a little bit of technology break to get some music playing to get the show on the road, and just give me a break, please, to do that, and then the first quiz question will come.
And George, there's a
question. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I was going to come to that, Penny.
Do you want me to turn something on? Well, I'm just wait, it will go from first to second wave, so
I'll see you in that.
Okay. Can just put it here.
First question.
Shortcut home.
The shortest route home is 7.3
kilometers. You can't wait. We'll cut that off.
I didn't do the next. I should say, first of all, I'm all for inclusiveness, but there are exceptions, and this little quiz, unfortunately, is excluded, first of all, to Penny, because she has an inside knowledge about what's about to happen. And it's also excluded our dear Russian national guests, because they also will have an inside knowledge. So for the rest of us who are not Russian nationals or Penny Lockwood, the question is, can you name the song whose introduction we've just been listening to? Oh, that's not quite the answer, but he's getting hot. Well, that's right. Who else would have said those were the days? Okay. Now, does anybody else know another name for that song? No. What about Daroga? Look, you're a national Russian. Yeah. That's right.
Launched to the Western world in the 60s through the Apple label,
but it wasn't Paul McCartney. So those of you who know, it was. That comes to the second question then. What is? I was going to come to that shortly, but you brought me to it. So those were the days. Who was the singer of the song? Okay. So who actually got to those were the days? I think you deserved the first prize actually. Penny's got a prize, you see, for the winner of the quiz. Yes, sorry, I don't. David, sorry, David. Okay. Yeah. Right. Now, so, second question. Does anybody know another name for that song? And I'm going to pass to Marina, because Marina, you weren't born in Russia, were you? But you've got an insight. Go on, go for it. Daroge Dlinnuyu. Yeah. Have you heard of that song? Okay. None of us, even me, probably wouldn't know who first sang it, but it was actually sung first that under that melody, composed by a Russian, Boris Fomin, under the name Daroge Dlinnuyu, in the early 1920s, 1924, I think. And it then was popularized very quickly in Russia and in the Russian immigrant community by singers like Alexander Vertinsky. And then it was picked up in the 1960s by a young man who had Russian ancestry. He was living in the West and he was working for musical firms. And he recalled this lovely song, which was so popular, Daroge Dlinnuyu. And he thought, that's a nice melody. And put some English words to it, which were, these are the days, my friend. Okay, so that's a short history. And now where do you come in? Well, I just happen to have the notes, so I'm going to ask Tony just to hold the mic for a moment.
Yep. So I have here a handout, and I've got 25 of them, so most of you should have an individual copy, but those of you close together can perhaps share. And the first part of the handout has the English words that you're familiar with. And then on top of the pages, you will find the transliteration, you'll find the Russian words. Thank you, if you can help me.
And we're actually going to try and sing the Russian version together.
And I think we'll get that music going in a moment, so you'll have some. We're almost there. Sorry, I'm sorry.
If you can turn it on, I'll plug it in.
The words on page 3. The first two pages, I say, are the English, those were the days, my friend. On the third page, on the left-hand side, I have the Russian script, and on the right-hand side, a transliteration into English Latin words which attempt to produce the sound. Now, Russian is a very phonetic language, so can anyone read out that first line? Ехали на тройке с бубенцами. Does that make sense in the Latin words there?
Yeah.
Can you read? And what about, can anyone have a go at the next line? Мелкали огоньки. Эх, когда бы мне теперь за вами душу бы развеять от тоски. That's the first verse. And then we come to the well-known refrain. Дорогой длинную до ночи темною, да с песней той, что вдаль летит звеня, и с той старинную, да семиструнную, что по ночам так мучила меня. Now, let's try it with the music, shall we? From where we left off the song, but we're going to start with the first verse and see how far we can get through it together, okay?
Your face.
Just need to put my password in again, sorry. I've actually given you, I think, quite a few verses here. In the original, there were actually three verses. I think it's the first two and then another one. But then other people have made variations, in Russian have made variations. So another two verses were sung by different people at different times. So in total on my two pages, I have about five verses, whereas in fact, every time the song is sung, it's usually only sung with two or three of the stanzas. So that's it. So look, we could do this again. But there's another song that Penny was very keen for me to do, and we can leave it till afterwards, perhaps in the informal. That's Katyusha. Does anybody know? That was going to be a quiz question as well, Katyusha. Does anybody recall a song called Katyusha and how the melody goes? Now, I do have a minute. By the way, that music we were playing without words is, in Russian, they call it a minusovka. When you get... It's karaoke, basically, without the singing. So that's what you download, one of those, when you want to sing along. And I do have a minusovka for Katyusha. Do we have time for it, Penny? Are people still in a singing mood, or...? Keep it short, you reckon? Okay. It is a short song, yeah. We don't have to sing at all. Okay. I'm going to try and find that song, and we're going to sing Katyusha, which is on the last pages. There we go. Thank you, Fyodor.
Расцветали яблони и груши, поплыли туман над рекой. Выходила на берег Катюша, на высокий берег над рекой. ta na wysoki berek na krutowy. Wychodziła, pieśni zawadziła, prostek nowa zmywała. Katawo, katarwa lubiła, pratawo ci piśni pierigła. Pratawo, katarwa lubiła, pratawo ci piśni pierigła. Ci piesna, piesinka dziewicza, ty leci za jasnym słońcem śled. I bajcu na dalnym pogranicie, a w Kaciusi pytaj przyjdzie. I bajcu na dalnym pogranicie, a w Kaciusi pytaj przyjdzie. Puść tam wspomnę, dziewczynku prostuję, puść tu słyszę, jak ona poje. Пусть он землю бережет родную, а любовь Катюшу стережет. Пусть он землю бережет родную, а любовь Катюшу стережет. Зацветали яблони и груши, поплыли туманы над рекой. Выходила на берег Катюша, на высокий берег на крутой. Водила на берег Катюша, на высокий берег на крутой.
We could go on, but I think that's probably... Now, let me finish off, please, with just a short little plug. Are there any men among the audience who are keen to become a bass singer in a Slavic choir? Come on, don't be shy. No, I'm not. This is not a joke. Oh, thank you. Luz, listen, we have in the audience, apart from myself, Marina Labastova, Alona, and Lena, and a number of members of a little choir called the Canberra Slavic Choir. We've been going for almost 2 years, and we have some lovely altos and sopranos, and a couple of not tenors, including myself. One good tenor and another one not so great myself. But we are totally devoid of bass singers in our little choir. So if anyone is keen to sing some beautiful Russian and other songs, we've sung Ukrainian songs and even Serbian songs, please come to me after this event, and I will get you in touch with our lovely conductor, Nina Sinyona, and that choir actually is having a rehearsal shortly this evening, which I'm supposed to be at, so I'll try and be there. But anyway, thank you very much, Penny, and all the people who've made this beautiful launch for the Pushkin Club possible. Thank you.
No, thank you, George. That was really fun. And Chris up the back there, I'm in a choir with him. He sings really well. thanks, George, and thanks, Fyodor, for managing all the technical stuff.